put the lard in, okay?
Okay.
Everyone has their own traditions.
Then you'll put in a half a cup of sugar.
A way of keeping in touch with their roots.
Here's your butter.
One family may tell cultural stories. Another may play a certain game that ties into their heritage. Something simple to remind themselves of the many mothers, fathers, and crazy aunts that made up their family long, long ago. My family achieves this through my grandmother's kolaches. Kolaches are soft pastries with a dollop of apricot, cherry, prune, or poppy seed filling. They originate, like half our family tree, from Bohemia, which is now known as the Czech Republic. Interestingly, the only person in my family who knows how to make this traditional Bohemian food is a full-blooded German.
Why did you decide that you wanted to learn how to make kolaches?
Because my husband is Czech. Bohemia. It's a Czech thing.
So you wanted to pass it on to your children or just have it be around or...
Well, my children are learning, grandkids are learning, yeah.
She turns on the electric mixer, and I watch the dough get pulled and stretched. She will then roll out the dough and cut it into 2-inch squares.
The way it looks, we're not going to get 36 this time because how you spread it out. This shouldn't look like this. Should be nice and smooth here when you're done, but just a nice little square. Well, that's how you learn, by your mistakes. If you wouldn't make mistakes, you wouldn't learn.
Ever since I can remember, every family get-together, every Christmas, Easter, graduation, wedding, and First Communion has included kolaches. The cherry-filled ones are always the most popular. Apricot is the next to disappear. A few people, like my mother, eat the prunes, but no one ever eats poppy seed. Over the years, these fluffy pastries have become a part of my family, something we all have in common. We used to have something else in common, too. Almost 7 years ago, my grandfather lost a long battle with leukemia. Grandpa had learned how to speak Czech as a young boy from his father. Now that he's gone, none of us understand our own family's language. We've lost that link to our past. I think that may be part of the reason I asked Grandma to teach me how to make kolaches. Someday, I may be able to carry on that tradition myself.
You learn by making them often. You know what the dough looks like. You just have to figure that out yourself after a while, see?
Okay.
The recipe gives you an idea, you know. You don't want to put too much flour in that you can't keep putting it in by the cupfuls at the end because then it gets too stiff.
According to Grandma, practice is what makes perfect, or at least better.
Okay, get your recipe, start all over again.
For WXPR, I'm Jessica Samuelson.